Media critic Michael Parenti, a lecturer at a number of universities, noted that viewers are bombarded with snippets such as "fighting broke out in the region," or "many people were killed in the disturbances," or "famine is on the increase." Many things are reported in the news, but few are explained. Little is said about how the social order is organized and for what purposes. Instead, we are left to see the world as do mainstream pundits, as a scatter of events and personalities propelled by happenstance, circumstance, confused intentions, bungled operations, and individual ambition, rarely by powerful class interests. Parenti links class interest to globalization, a pet label that the press presents as a natural and inevitable development. In fact, globalization is a deliberate contrivance of multinational interests to undermine democratic sovereignty throughout the world. But the answer can't be just to intimidate people into consuming more serious news. It is to push so-called serious news outlets into learning to present important information in ways that can properly engage audiences, advises de Botton. The challenge is to have mass media outlets offer thoughtful and meaningful information, not just what happened, but placed into a context including the question of why something happened and who, if anyone, benefited. In the ideal news organization of the future, the ambitious tasks of contextualization and popularization would be taken so seriously that stories about welfare payments would be almost as exciting as those about incestuous, Antipodean cannibals, he opined. With the loss of trust in the corporate mass media comes a new demand on the individual to think for him or herself and to improve thought processes to foster democracy and protect against totalitarianism. Better understanding of the realities of the world can be achieved by not just believing the status quo, but questioning it, looking for consistency in news reports, being wary of fear-mongering and media-induced stereotypes, searching for explanations, and questioning all authority.